Thanks for joining me. Great to have your company. We're going to talk some tennis with Brett Phillips very, very shortly. Alistair Lynch to join us after the news as well to talk more AFL. Gill's approval rating, we were talking about that earlier. I reckon it's gone up. It's at an all-time high and quite a few late on a speckled test. Gill's approval rating is 100. Daniel Andrews is at a 5 right now. Neither here nor there with the former AFL Demetrio administration. But whoever organised the Docklands deal for the AFL should be praised. That's from Russell as well. One thing that hasn't been mentioned is the scale of the AFL planning to return to footy on a reduced staffing arrangement with the layoffs. Gill does not have the personnel at his disposal that he had 5 weeks ago, and he's shouldered a lot of the workload. He really has, Nick. I agree with that. He's had a pretty big job to do, and he's done it pretty well. Back to your text and your calls shortly. But Brett Phillips joins me for a chat, host of The First Serve, 6 p.m. tonight on SEN, thanks to Top Agents Real Estate, servicing all of Melbourne. If you're looking to buy, rent, sell, or have your investment property managed, head to www.topagents.com.au. Welcome back to you, Brett. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you.
Dominic Thiem, it's interesting, the spread of money. We've talked about it quite a bit. Alistair Clarkson has said in the last 24 hours that the stars deserve a bigger percentage of the salary cap, and some in tennis are saying the opposite, and Dominic Thiem is saying that he deserves what he's got and he doesn't necessarily need to be handing much back given how hard he's worked to get it.
Yeah, and Dwayne, this is in response, if people haven't been up to date, this is in response to the Djokovic, Novak Djokovic letter that was sent out to all the top 100 players last week, urging them to donate to a relief fund to support those players lower in the rankings. Our office, obviously, right now, really struggling, and some may not return to the sport if we have no tennis this year. So we're talking about probably that rankings bracket of around 250 onwards, although there's plenty between 100 and 250 who aren't necessarily making a dollar out of the sport. So Djokovic in that letter had a sliding scale at the top five, where obviously Dominic Thiem is situated as the world number three, would chip in 30K each, 20K, 15K, 10K, 5K, sliding down the rankings inside that top 100. He's been pretty vocal, Thiem, in the last 24 hours. He did an interview where he said, quote, Dwayne, none of the lower-ranked players have to fight for their lives. I've seen players on the ITF tour who don't commit to the sport 100%. Many of them are quite unprofessional, and I don't see why I should have to give them money. Now, this is a guy that has earned about $24 million in prize money, plus numerous endorsement deals. And the response has been interesting on social media. It's been like anything when this comes up, mixed. Some saying, well, mate, you've got so much money, surely 30K is a drop in the ocean. And others are saying, well, no, if you've earned your stripes. And he did, Thiem. I mean, he worked his way through the ITF tour, the challenges, and he had to, you know, earn his spot at the top of the pecking order. So it's interesting. We're going to debate this on the First Serve tonight, because Sam Groth, he's been in that boat of having to really struggle well down the rankings. I mean, I remember when I first met Groth, he was in a bit of debt, and he finally got himself out of that and walked out of tennis with some money. So it's a fascinating talking point at the moment.
Had a text earlier on from, I think, a local pro asking, so can tennis professionals, tennis pros in Victoria give one-on-one lessons at the moment on public courts or anywhere on their own home court? What's the rules there?
Well, it's my understanding that none of that can take place. New South Wales has certainly been a little bit more relaxed there, Dwayne, of all the states around Australia. My understanding is there probably are some coaches who are doing stuff like that. In fact, I did go past a tennis club, I can't remember where I was, last week, where there was a one-on-one session going on. But generally, it's been the local councils in Melbourne who have, and a lot of them have actually just said, no, the courts are closed. So that's the advice. And I think a lot of the coaches have taken the view that, you know, we're just better off keeping everything closed for now and wait for this to hopefully pass over and come back. And they don't want to be sort of liable. But it's hurting the coaches. We're going to discuss that tonight as well. There's plenty of them out there doing a little bit tough at the moment.
And that's the interesting part. Given every other state, if they're allowing it, how long do you hurt the coaches here in Victoria? But if you allow tennis one-on-one, then you're going to allow two golfers to walk across a course to play golf as well. They're the arguments we're having at the moment. Any update on when the calendar might start or not?
Well, it's really fascinating. I mean, it's been reported that the French will now be put back another week if we do go ahead. It's all hanging on the US Open. I think if the US Open, Dwayne, doesn't go ahead, I reckon the rest of the year is a write-off. There is some talk it could be moved to Indian Wells as an option, but we're going to know at the start of June what's happening with the US Open. So, yeah, look, my big hunch right now is that we're going to struggle to play any tennis this year.
Any chance of having 5 or 6 Grand Slams next year?
Yeah, well, that'll be certainly spoken about. But I think you'll see something roll out from Tennis Australia pretty shortly about some sort of domestic competition here. So I know they're working on that. We'll talk about that tonight at 6.
Great stuff. Brett Phillips, host of the First Serve for Top Agents Real Estate, servicing all of Melbourne. If you're looking to buy, rent, sell, or have your investment property managed, head to www.topagents.com.au.